two chunks of metal washed ashore in Cocoa Beach, Florida this morning. Nothing very remarkable about that, but they turned out to be pieces of a wing of the Space Shuttle Challenger. Challenger exploded just after it was launched, nearly 11 years ago. The person who found the pieces today called a local radio station, which passed the word to the Cocoa Beach Police Department and Officer Dan Gibbons.
We received a call of a suspicious item found on the beach. That's the only thing we knew, possibly part of an aircraft.
So did you go to check it out?
Yes, I did.
And what did this look like, this object?
Oh, it looked pretty obviously like it was some part of some sort of aircraft. It looked like part of a wing or possibly part of a tail section.
Well, when was the first that you heard that this actually might be part of the Challenger?
I had a pretty good indication as soon as I got there. When looking over the piece that was washed up on shore, you could notice the big square, thick tiles on it, and a bunch of squares where tiles used to be that obviously they'd washed off. And it seemed like something you'd read or displays you'd seen before in regards to the shuttle launches.
Well, what do you do with a piece of, as it turned out, the Challenger when it's found on the beach?
Well, really, there's no set protocol to it. We haven't had any wash-ups like this before, and certainly nothing this significant or this identifiable. So we called NASA almost immediately because they could tell us once and for all whether it was or was not part of the shuttle. If it was part of an ordinary aircraft, we'd have had to call some other agency.
Mm-hmm. And did NASA make a house call, or did you have to take it to them?
We left it right where it was. Uh-huh. It was too big for us to move on our own, and we didn't want to mess up the integrity of the scene if they wanted to further an investigation or anything. So we called them, and they responded out. They sent an investigator right out to us.
What happened then?
They looked over the piece, and at first it was kind of skeptical. They thought it might be some kind of part of a routine aircraft, and then his attention seemed real directed towards the intact thermal tiles that were still on one side of the piece. And he had a pretty fair indication at that time it was part of the shuttle.
How did this call compare with others in your experience there as a law enforcement officer?
There was just something spooky about this call from the get-go. From the minute we got out there, it just seemed in some way wrong. You know, there was an air of, tragic dignity about it, and people just kind of stood around. There wasn't a lot of people crowding the scene. They were very respectful of the perimeter that we set up, as if it was some kind of monument that was raised in the middle of the night instead of a piece of debris that had washed up on the shore.
This very sizable piece of evidence of a terribly tragic event.
Yes, it was. It was haunting. It was at the very least haunting. There was at least one man in the crowd who held up a newspaper with the front page bearing the accident pictures from the first time. He had saved the newspaper itself, I mean the whole paper, and he held that up.
Sounds like somebody's calling you out once again.
Yes, it happens. It happens.
Okay, well, thank you very much for talking with us about what you saw today on the beach.
No problem at all.
Dan Gibbons is an officer with the Cocoa Beach, Florida Police Department.